She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game, Can't Beat Breezy.
Looking for caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800 for Justin Timberlake tickets live at KeyBank Center. This is going to be in Buffalo for next Monday night. 585-252-9800. We got to go to the phones. How are you feeling today, by the way, Breezy?
I feel really good.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Well, I'm pulling for you.
Thank you.
By the way, everything this morning has been fact-checked, double-checked, triple-checked. All right, let's go to the phones. PXY, hello, what's your name?
Hello, this is Monica.
Monica, where are you calling from this morning?
I'm calling from my car sitting at school.
Oh, you are? Well, I have great news for you. You're caller 8!
Queen Monica.
Oh, my goodness.
It's time to play Can't Be Breezy.
Are you a teacher or a student?
What?
Are you a teacher or a student?
I'm a student. I'm a nursing student at Fisher.
Woo!
Oh, I love that. Saving lives.
I know. I'm so excited.
Every single day.
What day of the week does this fall on? Like, am I going to... And it's a Monday night, so it's perfect.
Oh,
it's perfect.
Perfect.
All right, so I'm going to ask you 5 questions. Give me your best answer. Breezy is going next door in that soundproof studio.
Good luck, Monica.
Talk some.
Too much. Thank you. Good luck.
No, talk some trash.
Okay, I'm going to win.
Okay. All right, it's just us. Let's go to question number 1. Monica, in the 2010 film, based on a true story, Justin Timberlake plays opposite of actor Jesse Eisenberg. What is the name of this film?
Oh my goodness. Who does he play?
Justin Timberlake is in a film with Jesse Eisenberg in 2010, based on a true story. What's the name of that movie? It's based around social media. You got 5 seconds on the clock.
It's a social media one.
What's the name of it?
The social media one.
Okay, that's your answer. Let's go to question number 2. What kind of tree do acorns come from?
I thought these were multiple choice.
No, they're never. We gave up on that.
Oh my goodness.
Just give me your best answer.
Okay.
Where does an acorn come from, Monica?
An acorn tree?
I love it. Okay, let's go to question number 3.
I know nursing questions.
Okay, I'll try and get to a nursing question for you. Which Justin Timberlake music video is in all black and white?
Cry Me a River.
Okay. Question number 4. What video game is Princess Peach originally from? What video
Mario
game?
Mario Kart.
You get. What about another... She is in that one.
Yes, she is.
Let's go to the last question. Last year, in 2023, Monica, what was the most popular Halloween costume in the U.S.?
Oh, my goodness.
Think of like a popular movie from last year. 5 seconds.
I don't watch. Oh, my God. I don't watch movies.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Is that your final answer? You don't watch movies? Pick a movie.
Yeah.
One movie from last year, Monica. Any movie. Pick one movie.
I don't know a movie.
Okay.
My mind is blank.
All right. Nursing students know how to have fun. Let's bring Breezy back into the room. Nursing students know how to have a great time. We'll tell you that, Breezy.
Yeah.
Let's add these up. No. Not much to add up. I'm going to give her 1 out of 5. All righty.
Oh, no. This can't be.
You got this.
You're cheering for me.
All right. Question number 1, Breezy. Let's go down the list. In this 2010 film based on a true story, Justin Timberlake plays opposite of actor Jesse Eisenberg. What's the name of that film?
Friends with benefits? I don't know.
This is painful. Question number 2. What kind of tree do acorns come from?
An oak tree? I don't know.
Question number 3. Which Justin Timberlake music video is in all black and white?
Suit and tie.
Question number four, Breezy. What video game is Princess Peach originally from?
Mario Kart. Mario.
Okay. In last year, in 2023, Breezy, most popular Halloween costume in the U.S.
I'm not sure.
It's really easy.
It's really not.
Most popular.
So many.
It's based off of a movie.
There was a lot of movies last year. Barbie? Maybe.
All right. Let's go to the board here. Not much of a contest here. Monica?
Yeah.
So you got a total of 1 out of 4. Breezy got 4 out of 1. She beat you in Campy Breezy.
4 out of 1?
Breezy won!
Why are you cheering?
For you.
She's very sweet.
For all parties.
Honestly, Monica, this is my first win.
This is her first win.
Ever.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I was very stumped on a lot of those. Can we go over the answers?
Yeah, let's
do
it.
Yeah. You guys do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hannah, why don't you bring me those that you wrote down for me? So question number one. I asked you, the name of this 2000 film is The Social Network. That's the movie where they was based off of Facebook.
I didn't know that.
I was so close.
What did you say?
She said...
social media one.
Oh.
I couldn't remember the name.
Which isn't actually a movie. Question number two, acorns come from an oak tree. Breezy got that one.
Did
correct?
I really?
Yes. That Justin Good Timberlake job. Music video is in black and white, is suit and tie. Breezy got that correct. You put Cry Me a River. That's not right.
I know.
The video game that Princess Peach is in is Super Mario Brothers, original Nintendo. You both said Mario Kart. She is in that. I gave that to both of you. And then the last question is, last year in 2023, most popular Halloween costume was Barbie. Breezy got that
classic.
One. So, Monica, you still gave it your best effort. I'm going to go ahead. We're going to hook you up with a 98PXY Stanley Tumblr. Stay on hold. We'll get all your info. So those Justin Timberlake tickets.
Still up for grabs.
Still up for grabs.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Monica. Have a great day at school.
You too. Bye.
Bye. All right. Listen, great job.
So thank you. So... our intern, Hannah, your task for tomorrow on your last day for the week, you have to make a poster board of all my winnings. It won't take long because there's only one. So
1 out of 9. We'll do it all over again tomorrow. Stay there. It's PXY.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Thank you guys for tuning in this morning. Make sure you download that free Odyssey app. Log in and listen to PXY Mornings for 1 hour each day for your chance at $5,000.
Gorge.
You're already listening. Might as well get paid to do it. Am I right? Okay, let's talk about Narcan for a second. The Rochester Police Department is launching a program November 1st that aims to really help kind of combat overdoses and overdose deaths in the city and, of course, across Monroe County. But officers are going to hand out Narcan to people at risk of overdose, along with their friends, their family members, and other associates. They're trying to get a step of the curve here. And this is another tool to get Narcan into the hands of people that actually need it the most. Because as of October 4th, more than 1,400 overdoses and 122 suspected overdose deaths have been reported across the county. It's one thing to talk about people and statistics or about numbers, Monroe County Executive Adam Bello said, but at the end of the day, those who are out there struggling in our community, they're not numbers, they're people. And each kit is going to include 2 doses of Narcan information on how to use it, harm reduction strategies, and resources that you can use to seek help. Every kit is a chance to save a life and bring hope to those people that really just kind of struggle with substance abuse and disorder. The program will start in the Rochester Police Department's Clinton section, which has about 100 officers. But Smith said the plan is to implement the program across the entire department by February. So I think it's good for pretty much anybody just to have access to it in case somebody really needs it, or you have those overdoses that take place.
I have a lot of people in my life who keep it in their glove box just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely an epidemic. We know this. It doesn't seem to be going away anytime soon. So got to stay ready. Got to stay armed.
Guys, we are about 15, 14 days away from Halloween.
I know. And it's absolutely crazy because a lot of people are getting ramped and ready, specifically children, which obviously we get. A lot of kids like to dress up in their favorite costume, in their favorite character, all of those things. And they want to show it off to their friends at school.
That's right.
But unfortunately, not every school, not every district, not every principal, not every teacher is on board with this. I talked to my mom about it last night. She goes, it's district by district. It's case by case. Like, yeah, not every school is going to allow people to wear costumes to school.
Is it a distraction?
That's what they're claiming. And we're going to talk to a mom by the name of Gina, get to her message, who wrote in last night and said, my 10-year-old is up a wall over this, literally coming unglued, and doesn't even want to go to school on Halloween at this point.
That's sad.
Yeah, I know.
All right, we'll get to Gina's message coming up just after the break on PXY Mornings.
98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, welcome back to the show. You got Moose and Breezy here, 50 degrees for the high today. And we were talking about the potentially, depending on the district that you live in, there are some schools that are saying no. Halloween costumes are not allowed in the class. It is a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
And I can imagine that that would really bring a tear to a kid's eye. You know what I mean?
150%. 150%.
Then you made note that we got this message from our listener named Gina.
Gina, yeah. Gina was really upset when she reached out, and I was like, all right, we'll bring it to the air, figure it out. So she wrote and said, hey guys, I wanted to get your opinion on something that's been driving my 10-year-old up a wall. My son is so, so, so into Halloween, always has been. It might have to do with the fact that he's an October baby. And the school sent home a letter 2 weeks ago that stated the district will not be allowing kids to wear their Halloween costumes to school, regardless of whether they are appropriate or not, because they are distracting. My son quickly became unglued due to the fact that this is all he's been talking about with his friends since the start of the year. He's going as Captain Jack Sparrow this year, and he's very excited about it. He asked me if he could stay home from school that Thursday that Halloween falls on so he can wear his costume all day and celebrate. I told him this is something I'd have to talk to his dad about, but I genuinely do feel bad for my son because kids only have so many years to actually have fun with Halloween and really enjoy themselves. Like I said, my son is 10, so he probably has, what, realistically 10 years or 5 years left of celebrating Halloween and actually getting into it. I think this rule is absolutely ridiculous, and my friend's kids go to the district just a couple of miles over, and they have no issue with celebrating Halloween, and they fully plan to wear their costumes in a couple Thursdays here. I don't know if I should let my son stay home from school, or if I should, as a mom, fight and make sure that this is taken care of so everyone can have a good time. I'm in between a rock and a hard place because I don't want to come across as a pain in the ass parent, but also at the same time, my kid is struggling. And although it might sound stupid, it really is affecting him. I'd love to know what you and your listeners think.
Mm. Okay, thank you for the message,
Gina. I asked my mom last night after I received this message from Gina on Instagram. I called her and I said, are kids allowed to wear Halloween costumes to school? And she was like, so my mom was a kindergarten teacher for 30-something years. And she said, so it really depends on the district, the principal in charge. And for a long time, her kids weren't allowed. And then they changed principals, and then they were allowed. So I think it just depends on who's really driving that ship. You know what I mean?
It does, yeah.
I'm
trying to think if my niece and nephew, if this is a go for them in Irondequoit. I don't know. I'm not really sure. But it does affect a lot of kids today because I looked forward to it so much growing up when I go to school. And I told you earlier, we didn't do like trick-or-treating in the classroom. We had parties, but they'd make us line up and we'd have to do a tour. We got to go class to class to class to show off our costumes.
But you're not trick-or-treating.
No. Hmm. We're just showing everybody, you know, our drip.
Yeah, that's a whole other bag of worms, right? They're like, we can't serve candy because it's not healthy. It's like everything is an issue these days. And I just feel like the joy has been sucked out of so many things.
It has.
Because everyone's so uptight. They have a stick up their butt. Like, it's just too much. And I side with this mom. This kid's 10. I realistically say he has 4 or 5 years left of actually dressing up and celebrating Halloween. I mean, I think I stopped.
Unless you're that creepy neighbor up the street in Greece.
I think I stopped my freshman year, which would make me 14.
So usually 14 or, yeah, I'd say 13 to 14 now would be the cutoff for trick-or-treating.
That's why she's on the fence about letting him stay home and like celebrate all day, because she's like, well, this is kind of it.
Yeah, let him do it. Because it's not like he's going to do that in high school. You know what I mean?
Right.
The older you get, the more adult parties you're going to go to. You can still dress up, you know?
It's just definitely not the same.
I know.
The trick-or-treating and all of that stuff. But I do agree. I kind of side with the kid. Like, he's like, okay, so I got this costume and I can only wear it for like, what? How long does trick-or-treating take? 90 minutes? Like, you're really realistically only trick-or-treating for like 2 hours tops.
But honestly, guys, does it even matter anymore when it comes to trick-or-treating? Every single person's wearing a coat. Everybody's got a costume on, and then they have to have a jacket over it. It's like, what are you supposed to be? You can't tell? No. It just says North Face.
Are you a North Face model? Oh, I love that.
It was the worst.
Are you a Canadian Goose model?
When my mom used to force me and my brothers to wear a coat because it was 35 degrees outside. And you're like, well, then it's taking away from the aesthetics of the costume. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Why did you even spend money?
You know, and then they're like, well, you have to wear a coat and you have to wear a snowsuit, but you could put your costume over that.
Would you let your kids stay? I mean, we know, we don't have kids. If you had a kid, would you let your kids stay home on Halloween because they're asking and they're trying to get the most bang for their buck out of the costume? Ultimately, they're looking after you and your financial means, to be honest.
I would allow them to do a half day. I'm going to put you in school for the first couple hours this morning. I'm going to come grab you and then we'll...
And you're like, that's only because of my job.
And then we'll get after it. Yeah, that I'm saying though.
Yeah.
You take a half day.
We'll take you to lunch.
We'll
do spooky pancakes.
Yeah, I agree with Gina. Let your kid get after it, because there's so many schools. And if you missed the phone call we had from Irene this morning, she's in the predicament because for parental confidential, the question being asked was, do people care that a child dresses up as Pocahontas for Halloween?
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, yes, because that teacher was like, hey, for the well-being of my students, I'm going to have to say no. So now Irene had to go and tell her daughter, you can't be Pocahontas. You can do it for trick-or-treating, but you can't wear it to school. Of course, her daughter has a meltdown.
Right.
And she's asking the question, does anyone even really care if a non-Native American 7-year-old girl dresses up like Pocahontas for Halloween?
Clearly.
Some people do. But like today's day and age, in the world we live in, you got to walk on eggshells.
Mm-hmm.
Because somebody's going to be upset by something.
We have a lot of texts coming in right now. Let me get to some of them here. My daughter goes to Rondaquoit and they will be having a Halloween parade, kind of like what you were talking about, Moose. Brockport lets you wear your costumes, just no masks or accessories like weapons or little
swords,
things like that.
Yeah.
It's so sad the way schools have become institutions. It's a freaking outfit. These kids can't even celebrate their birthdays anymore. Let them wear the freaking outfit. My child would be staying home. I'd let him stay home. It's one day and it's clearly negatively affecting him. I don't see why not. Wow. This is a really long text. Let me try and get through it here. Snaves here. I just caught the tail end of this conversation, but I'm going to weigh in. I work at a charter school and we have an extremely diverse population of students. Mm-hmm. And I think it's amazing how we can celebrate everyone. Inclusion and diversity does not mean that you need to eliminate holidays or celebrations. In fact, you do the exact opposite. At our school, we celebrate everything from Hispanic Heritage Month, Asian Pacific Heritage Month, Christmas, Hanukkah. All of the students acknowledge all types of ways of life. Students who are fasting because they are Muslim. We appreciate the culture and the diverse backgrounds of our students. That also includes celebrating Halloween because it's been celebrated for years and years and years. If people don't want to participate, they can sit out and have a fall celebration in place of, or watch a movie, do crafts, etc.
But to be fair, I don't think it's taking away from those who celebrate. That's not inclusion. I think she's more so talking about the Pocahontas sentiment of it all. But
that could be it. But also, guys, I mean, we have to understand, too, at this age, all kids are looking to do right now. A lot of these kids are just looking to express themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween is a perfect time to do that. And a lot of these schools saying, well, it's a distraction. I feel bad for them. I feel bad for these kids. We never had to deal with any of this growing up.
I know. And, you know, I think we'll head back to the Pocahontas sentiment of it all. But I think that not including and recognizing the diverse cultures, like Snaves is saying, is doing kids an extreme disservice,
yeah.
If I'm being honest. So, and not for nothing, but like for the specific example of this boy in his Halloween costume, I think it'd be so cool, like you said, Moose, to see my classmates, my peers, and see what they chose for Halloween. Why did you choose that costume? Let's have a deeper conversation about it instead of just being like, it's a distraction. We can't do it.
Right. You just can't
just
do it.
Just sucking the fun out of everything.
I'm not done with that. Let's put the fun back into it right now. You got a frown on that face? Let's turn it upside down.
Make schools fun again.
Caller 8 right now, 585-252-9800 to win a pair of tickets to the Vampires and Vixens Halloween Masquerade. Guys, this is Saturday night, October 19th. It starts at 10 p.m. And guess what? It's hosted by Dennis Rodman.
Love him.
Chicago Bulls legend. So this is going to be a really fun night. Tickets are on sale now at SenecaNiagaraCasino.com. This is a 21-plus event, but we're looking to send you for free. Caller 8 right now. Good luck. It's PXY.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98 PXY.